you see, it's a special secret to Pasha's yesterday for the Sabbath of the 2nd, 3rd of February. It's a week before and the week after. It is indeed the Aquarius energies. Definition of yesterday is actually Moses on going up to Mount Sinai and receiving the Ten Commandments. And hence, the definition of this week's astrological energy, this week's spiritual secrets, is what is the most important thing in your life? What is the most important thing in your life today? Not yesteryear, not what's in the past, not what's going to be in the future. What's most important thing in your life today? What are you obsessed about? What is that focus? Now, Mount Sinai was, when it was given up the mount, it wasn't a very tall mountain. It was a seeable mountain. It wasn't like the Himalayas or the K2 or Mount Everest. It was a visible mountain. You could see it. And the definition of looking up to the future, looking up to something that's very important to you, something that is physical and real in your life today, not in the clouds, not quite what some people will say in the heavens above. It is not in the clouds, it is visible to you. What's the most important thing that you look up to, that you define as important? Your business, your career, your relationships, I don't know what it is. It could be your automobile. It doesn't matter. What is the most important thing to you? What is the thing that you know, if that got stolen from you, if that got taken from you, if that got damaged in any way at all, you would feel heartbroken. It would be like your whole world would totally collapse. Now, unfortunately, many people only realize how important people are and when they've died, when they've had a heart attack and died. Some people don't recognize that life is precious. People are precious. And they don't realize until, something's gone wrong, something's happened. Some people don't realize how important their husband, wife, or boyfriend, girlfriend are until they've been dumped by them, until they've been complaining so much that the husband and wife ran away from them. They got away from them. They can't take it anymore. Don't love them anymore. Don't want to be with them anymore. So they only realize the heartache when they've lost something. So the definition of Mount Sinai passages of the spiritual secrets is what's in your life today that you never want to lose and never want to let go of. And there's nothing in the world that you can't let go of it. Now, I say with respect to men, when we go out, we just take our wallet. We take our wallet, we take our bank cards with us, we take our, maybe you take your passport, maybe your identity card with you. You take the important papers with you. We are minimalistic. Men, when we're carrying things around, we are minimalistic. As long as we've got the X amount of money in our pocket, we've got our ability to get more money, and we've got our keys with us, our mobile phone as well, that's all we need. Women, you have a whole handbag. Now, the handbag itself is probably more precious to you than the contents of your handbag. It's because it's a designer, it looks good, it's important to you. People look up to you, defined by what handbag you're wearing, what handbag you're carrying. Against a status symbol. Mount Sinai, Ten Commandments, is a status symbol for the Jewish people. The Ten Commandments, the Bible, was given to the Israelites in the wilderness with Moses. It wasn't given to the Chinese. It wasn't given to the Japanese. It wasn't given to the Germans. It wasn't given to any other nation in the world. It was given to the Jewish people. The fact that then we have Christianity afterwards, 2,000 years later, we've got Christianity, and Christianity follows the Old Testament and the New Testament. So again, it's that Christian religion that is different to the Chinese and Japanese, different to what the Russians do, different to others. It is unique. It's something that we look up to. We will always respect what verses of the Bible. When you go to a funeral, you'll hear the words quoted from the Bible. Why? Because the Bible is eternity. It's forever. Even if we don't keep the Bible, even if we don't keep certain things in the Bible, we still quote the Bible because the Bible is the Bible. The Old Testament, New Testament is still the Bible. The Beatitudes, blessed be the ones, blessed be the meek, blessed be the good people, blessed be the good souls of the world. We all have something that we will never, ever let go of. And now let's go into the sense of books. Books and content. There are some books that you've read, very nice, but you'll never, if you give it away, I'll give it away, a present to somebody, I won't keep hold of it, I won't use it, I won't look at it, I don't use it anymore. A prayer book for some people is something that they've had, they were given, but they're not going to throw it away, but they don't use it. It's not really important to them. Anything you don't use, anything you don't continually read every single day is obviously not important to your soul. And let me give you the half dealer with respect to movies. When you've watched a movie and you've seen a good movie, you probably buy the DVD. You keep watching it over and over again. If there's a series on Netflix, you'll watch it over and over again because it's good. It gives you energy. It's important to you. Things that are important to you, you over and over and over again. I've watched Brad Pitt with a movie called Spy Game. I've watched that movie over and over and over again. Over and over and over again. Why Robert Redford? Why? Because it's a fantastic movie. I like it. We repeat over and over and over again. And hence, my point for the Naaman HaElimelech is that there are people like me that will never ever let go of the book of the Naaman HaElimelech. We'll never ever let go of this particular Jewish book. Why? Because we regard over and over and over again till we memorize it, till we get it becomes part of us. And that's the same with your loving relationships. I love it. You told your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, that became your husband, your wife, you love them very much. I love you very much. You have sex with them, and it's that you love them very much. You don't just have it once. You don't just tell them once, I love you. But over and over again, you replay your sexual union, you replay your sexual activity with your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, girlfriend, over and over again. You live in love over and over again, and it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's why Jewish religion repeats things in cyclical energies. That's why the astrology repeats things in cyclical energies. That's why the moon astrology defines that the moon is going to keep on giving us the message until we do something about it. The moon this week has been telling people relationships are important. The people are important. Relationships, 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 relationships. And there's no point in complaining about that you haven't got anybody. You've got to find people. Everyone's got somebody that we can relate to. But instead of complaining about your bad relationship, recognize how important that relationship is and love your relationship. Because when you love other people, when you talk positively to other people's aura then get the message. She's more uplifted. He's more uplifted. He's happier. She's happier. When people are, oh, here we go again. I've just heard from this person and they're complaining about their miserable life and they're complaining again. Oh, here we go again. She's complaining again. Oh, here we go. She's like a broken record over and over again, repeating, complaining, 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 complaining. Like I watch a good movie over and over again and become uplifted by it. Other people complaining, complaining again. And all it does is it detaches them, disassociates them from other people. And therefore, the message for the positive, uplifting message is if something is important to you, repeat over and over again how important it is to you. How important it is that you love whoever you love, whatever it is that you're having. How important you never want to let go of it. Over how much you love it. You love it. You love your husband. You love your wife. And if you haven't got anybody, how much you love being in a relationship, because we've all been in relationships in the past. Oh, it's so wonderful. The good bits of it were wonderful. The bad bits of it, I don't want to know, but the good bits of it were good. And I want to be in a relationship. 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 Not in a complaining way, but how much I love being in a relationship because it uplifts, it gives strength, it gives energy, it gives positive vibes. It's wonderful. So when you're asking for something, I want it again and again and again and again. Money, finances, financial, people who've got problems financially. I always say, go back to the time when you were making money. You want it again. You want it happen again for you. You had a breakthrough in the past before. You had a success in your finances before. I want it again and again and again and again. It's a repetitive energy over and over and again. Because the more you repeat something over and over, it shows how important it is to you. And hence the last point now for this week's Sun in Aquarius, leading to Mercury into Aquarius on the 5th and 6th of February, leading to the new moon in communicative Aquarius on the 10th of February. And that is, if you want something, I want it, 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 I want it. Those of you who are air signs like Geminis, Librans, and Aquarians, or got planets in these star signs, then you know that the only way you achieved anything as a teenager, as a child, or as a, you know, your prayers, the only way you ever achieved something in life is that you were repeating, I want it. You drove your parents crazy. I want it. I want it. I want it. You drove your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend crazy. I want it. 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 And you didn't just say it once. It went over and over and over and over again. Over and over and over again. Over and over and over again. And the more you say to yourself in your mind, in your thoughts, I'm going to do it. It's going to happen. I want it to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. The more that you're convincing your mind, your thoughts, you're talking to your own mind, body and soul, then the more you're opening up repetitive energies, create that breakthrough. You don't get something if you just say, oh, I want it. Oh, that's it. Send one email. I want it. It doesn't work that way. It's an over and over again. I really want it. To try harder. Try harder. Try harder. Over. Repetitive energy. The spiritual thing this week is repetitive energies work. Repetitive energies work in a negative way. And repetitive energies work in a very positive way, especially with a new moon on the 10th of February.